Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in tiny Daf Yotes in the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Shlishi, starting Halacha Yud in the bottom Daf Yotches Amud Beis. So look at the Mishnah. Sholach l'Shimon ben Shetach. So Shimon ben Shetach sends the Choyni HaMe'agel. V'omer lo tzarich ata l'nadois, meaning you need to be in a nidui, in a cheirim, for the fact that you demanded for HaKadosh Baruch Hu for rain and spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that way. Al ma'esel l'chot sh'aydu v'ata mischate l'fnei ha'mokoyim keben shu mischate l'oviv. Mean you connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the same way a son connects to his father, and he does what he wants for him. Referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu towards you. Says the Gemara, Shorach lo yishim b'shetach omer lo tzeich ata l'nadois, neither need we. Why? Shilu nigzer a gzeiro, if there will be a gzeiro m'shamayim, not to have rain, k'shem shenigzer a b'mei liyo, like it was the days of Eliyahu Hanavi, aren't you going to bring the rabbi to Chilul Hashem? Because no rain would come, and people will say, Chilul Hashem, you can't bring rain. Anybody who causes people to have Chilul Hashem, not to respect Kodesh Baruch in the right way, he needs nidui. Similar tamatini we learned over there, similar idea, Shalachoyam Gamliel. The Gamliel sent Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva did not allow all the Edim to come to testify in the month because there was enough. So he told him, if you stop the people from coming, Ibrahim says these words you don't say, this Ma'akev Atas Rabim, so you're causing them not to come again in the future. Aren't you stopping people doing a mitzvah? If you stop people doing a mitzvah, you need a nidui. Continues the Gemara and says, which means he should have told him, he told you you need to get a nidui because maybe there's a big zero, and now because of you, rain, even if you daven, rain won't come. Why not? Because the zero of a tzaddik. Kishbuk will stop. He will change his decree because of a tzaddik, but he won't change the decree of another tzaddik. Sometimes that tzaddik is the one who requested not to have rain, as it was in the time of Eliyahu Navi, that he said there will be no rain in order to make Am Yisrael do tshuva and stop doing avodah zarah. K'tiruz Gemara al ma'aseh l'chosh v'ata mischat v'nei amokom k'ben shemischat al ovi v'usel ritzoinoi. You get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a way. Says the Gemara, Rav Brachio, Rav Bo Abo, Bar Kana, Rav Zeir, B'Shem Rav Yudo, V'is Da'amin lo B'Shem Rav Chizdo, V'is Da'amin lo B'Shem Ramato, some say it in the name of Rav Chizdo, some say it of Ramato. Where do we learn the Pasuk from? V'tikzer oimer v'yokem l'cho. So Gemara dashes the Pasuk. Matamud lo yimer l'cho, what's l'cho, v'yokem l'cho? El afilo hono ma'achin, v'ato ma'achin, tidach kaimo, didilu kaimo. Even if you say one thing, I say something else, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the tzaddik, I'll listen to you and not to me. V'al drochecho noy gor, the hemshech ha-pasuk. U'mavchir ba'abo zu yiridus k'shomim. Talking about the rain. How do I know it's talking about the rain? Because the pasuk says, av b'ri yetriach av yefitz anan oyoy. Av b'ri means even if the sky is clear, still he's going to bring a cloud to bring light. Meaning, which light does the cloud bring? Referring to the rain. Continues the Gemara. Tashin in the hemshech ha-pasukim over there in Iyoiv. The pasuk says, "Ki shpilu v'toyim gavo." Ani amarti la shpilon. V'ata amarto la gav asom. You said, "HaKadosh Baruch Hu says I wanted to put down Am Yisrael at this stage." You said to bring them up. Tidoch kaima didilu kaima. Listen to you, not to me. V'shachi na'im Roshia. The next pasuk over there, ani amarti la shut lishchoy tenei b'roh. Their eyes will go down with bad things. Tamata lo yishion. You said to go and redeem them. Tidoch kaima didilu kaima. Your word is kaim, not mine. Ani amarti yimolet inoki, you'll only be saved if he's noki, if he's clean, no averus. Ta amarti yimolet al pishein inoki, if he's not clean. Tidoch kaimo, didilo kaimo. Ma'u v'nimlat bebor kapecho, the hemshech ha-pasuk, bebrirus kapecho, bezchutz mitzos ma'isitoyin shayu biadecho mershisecho. Because of your schosim, you save everybody else. Halacha kosov oimer says the Gemara, Yismach avicho v'imecho v'tegel otezecho, matam lo yimah yulad etecho. What is the otecho referring to? Because it says father, mother. So who is yulad etecho? Ramano omar umoscho, your nation. Rabbeisi baraboyin omar sha'ascho, your time. Meaning the time that you were born. V'rabon ami k'shem shu mekalkalo b'keflayim, kachu misamcho b'keflayim. The same way a person is doubling and causing pain to his mother double, when he gives tsar, it's double for the mother. So the happiness goes to the mother also double. That's why the mother is mentioned twice. He's calling, cursing her double. So it says he causes anger. Bad child caused anger to the father, and he caused pain to his mother. And then it says ben chacham yisamech av uben ksil tugas imoy. A bad child causes tugas imoy. My tugas imoy. What is a tuga? Ludo lishon gematria nu, meaning here gematria here means atbash. So the atbash of tugas is afro. Afro lishon afer, meaning ashes. Be'ene imei in the eyes of his mother. So there's two psukim that he says he caused a lot of pain and tsar to his mother. How do you know that a good son doubles the simcha for his mother? So Yaladetecho refers to the mother, and you say the mother twice because she gets a double simcha. Halacha Yudah Zok the Mishnah, Ayu Misanim, the Yordulim, Kshomim, Koidim Lanetzachamo Loyashlimo. If they're doing tainis, a grain came, says before Nates, they should not fast. But if it was after Nates, so they should finish the tainis. Before Chatzos Ayoim, don't finish the day. If it's already after Chatzos, then you finish the fast. Says one Maisesh goes through tainis Belud. There was tainis in the city of Lud. The Yordulim Kshomim Koidim Lechatzos came rain before Chatzos Ayoim. Amalim retired from Tseu Vechlu. Go out and eat, ushtu and drink, vasu yamtiv, make a yamtiv. Viyotsu, veochlu, vishosu, they went out, they ate, they drank, vasu yamtiv, ubo bin arbaim, vikoru halla godol, came in the evening, they came back in the evening to shul, and they said halla godol, which we'll see in the Gemara what it's referring to. So, the Gemara, misani viyodun kshomim, koidal netzachamu lo yashlimu. How do we know that before Nates should not fast? Shema vayaterim yikru, vaniyane. Before you even stop davening, start davening, Akshbucho answers. So if you see from here, you don't do the fast, because before this started, there was already an answer. How do you know that after Nates you should finish the day? Because while they're talking, I'm listening. Meaning they're continuing to talk, but I'm listening while they're talking. So Bashra from here, the talking is continuing, meaning the tefillah is continuing, meaning the tainis goes on until the end of the day. And also it doesn't say that he's answering, it says Eshma, I'm just listening. So it means not answering yet. Says Gemara Oy Cholof. Maybe the pasuk that says Vatemi Crow is referring to that while they're talking, but they didn't finish. So Tami Crow and the Keshbuch answers. And be Oy de Medabri means before they said they talked, the Keshbuch is only listening and not answering. Omar Tarchumo Vitani Ken Ein Anio El Somuch Lekrio, the Enakrio El Somuch Lanio. Meaning Anio only comes before the Kriya, before you start talking. Not doing the kriya. So it means before they start the fast, you stop the fast. But if the fast started, you continue the fast. Rav Chaim adds that the mashmos also is that the aniyah and kriya are right next to each other. So before the nates, they're about to start the fast, and they're ready to answer because you have the rain before even anything starts. Mashenkit shmiya means after a little bit of time. So it's doing the day. And that means you have to continue on the fast, the entire thing, because there's not an aniyah, because they're not an answer yet. He's just listening to them while they're still talking. So what be yoimid of Yudon Gazrin Tani, the regards of Tani's days of Yudon, Fenochat Mitro Birumso. And it rained at night, so Gramano Legabe, Omerlei, begin the Anot Sochi Maudenishti. I mean, I'm thirsty, can I go and drink? Rav Chaim explains that if you're talking about the Zayin Achronis, the last series of Tanisim, we start fasting in the beginning of the night. So he's already thirsty because he didn't eat the entire night. He says, wait, let's see if Rabbanon will say that you need to finish the fast. So even though we learned that if it was before Nates, you can stop, but he said to wait to see what the Chachamim will say in that city. Continues the Gemara with base, Rav Acha, Rav Ovo, Bishra, Rav Yisi, Bar Chanino, Osu, Lisanois, at Sheish, Shores, B'Shabbos. Every Shabbos, a person has to make sure to eat before Chatzos, should not get to the 6 hours of Shabbos, and be hungry. Omer Yisi, Bar Aboy, Masnis, Omerken, that works very nice with our Mishnah. It says, Koidim Lechatzos, Le'ashlimu. At Kedoin Tzafra, it says, if it was before Chatzos, according to the second sheet in the Mishnah, so you don't finish the Tainis. Why? It's still considered to be the morning. I didn't yet do a full Tainis. I'm still in the beginning. But once you pass Chatzos, La'ach Chatzos, Ashlimu, Kvar Avar, Ruba, Shil Yoyim, B'Kedusha. So you see, Chatzos is the cutoff. Are you considered to be that you already got to the day, or are you still in the beginning of the day? So on Shabbos, you now want to have the roiv of the day in a fast. You want the brain to come down. He used to tell the barber who gave him a haircut, go stand in front of the heichol, I mean the place where they davened, and say, begin the Rebbe by mitzvah. Rebbe needs to take a haircut. And he doesn't have the koyach to be mitzvah without a haircut. In other words, to do a tainis. Right away, rain came down. When you want the rain to come, have a shalach m'sai, he took out a shoe. Kad have a shalach tayorin, when he took out two shoes, have al metayif, then there was pouring rain. Mapalto havion tamon, there was a mapoilis, meaning there was houses falling down, there, meaning the place of Rav. Ve'ava Rav mesov, Rav sat, chadmin talmidi, one of his talmidi bebeso, ade'avon mefan in beso, until they cleared out the house. Once he left the house, then the house crashed. I mean, the Talmud kept the house standing until he left. That was the name of the Talmud. What good ma'asim do you have? Omar Lam, so he told him, nobody came before me to shul. I was always the first one there. I also was the last one to leave. There was never somebody in shul when I left. I didn't go 4 amas without thinking in Torah. On the other hand, I never mentioned Torah in a dirty place. I didn't prepare my bed to sleep a full sleep. In other words, he only dozed off. This is something we find also in the Bavli, that walking, when people are sitting down on the floor, those days used to sit on the floor, it looks like it's flowing above their heads as a concept of gaiva, which you should not do. I did not nickname my friend. I was never happy when my friend made a mistake. I never caused someone to get a klala, meaning if someone did anything wrong to me, I was moichalim immediately. Someone owed me money, never went next to him, not to pressure him. I was never angry in my home. To have a tmimus within the house. Ketuvos Gemara says, we learned the end of the Mishnah, that after the tainis was answered, so they came to in the evening, and they said, Halal HaGodol. Ezu Halal HaGodol, what's this Halal? To start the parak before, the Gersa Reb Chaim is Misho in the Veis Hashem, and you start from that parak. So you do the two prokim. Why dafka these two prokim of Tehillim? Because rain is mentioned here. Could you read the parak before Hoidu? So there it says Malin is Simik Tzaretz. He brings the clouds from the edge of the world. So it's referring to rain. Just said to say Hoidu. Why? Where do you mention over there rain? Because Boku is gives parnasa to the whole world. The whole purpose of rain is to give parnasa to everybody. Rabbi, Rav Simon, Tareyon, Amrin, they both said Ado Didon. They said the halal is our halal. The halal that we know to be called halal. Rishum and Levi Omar Adodi Don. It's our halal. The halal that we say in Rosh Chodesh. Bar Kapra Omar Adodi Don. Our halal. Bar Kapra the Kedaitir. Bar Kapra goes to Shitosi. Tanin and Tamon we learn there in Psochim. Miyamiya Shikas Shlishi is there were three groups that did Korban Pesach at Beis HaMikdash. And as they were doing Korban Pesach, they would say halal. And they would say it multiple times. But the third group was the group, the last group, they didn't reach the pasuk, which is an halal, because there's not a lot of people there. So they didn't finish the whole halal. Kappa said it's halal gdoyla. Clearly, they were talking about the regular halal that they said in Korban Pesach. So you see, he calls halal gdoyla the regular halal. Says the Gemara, Chad Bar Abaye, there was a Chacham Echad named Bar Abaye, over Kamei Tevuso, he went in front of the Teva, it was a Chazen, and the end of a Tainis. Omar Loin, he told them, An Basrai Madono Omar, repeat after me what I'm saying. So the Gemara wants to bring a Rai from here, what did he say? Did he sell the Halal of Hoidu Hashem, or the Halal, our Halal? The Gemara says the fact that he said they should answer what he's saying, Adom Ro Leik Sado Didon. It's not our halakha. Because our halakha, the way they used to do, that's how it's brought down that the Yerushalmi used to do, is they used to say that, the Chazan used to say the halal, everybody used to answer Halaluka. So they didn't answer the every word. The fact they told them to answer every word, that means it's not our halal. It's Hoydu Lashem Kitoiv. Omar Amano Adodi Don. It was our halal. Nisa Avirav was a very big miracle. That he told him, repeat what I'm saying, so it won't be only me saying it. You should all say it together because the nace is so great. With this, we conclude the third perek of Maseches Tainis. Hadron Aloch Perek Seder Tanius Heilu. Hadron Aloch Perek Seder Tanius Heilu. Peizu Hashem. And with this, we conclude Yerushalmi Tainis Dav Yutes.